Hello and welcome to First Baptist Church. Today's speaker is Pastor Jeff Reynolds.
Let's pray. Lord, in so many ways, we are weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care. But precious Savior, you are our refuge, and we are so thankful that we can take anything to you in prayer. And so, Lord, we do. We come to you so thankful that you will hear us, that you will move, that you will intervene, that you will help. Lord, we're thankful that you are our friend. And so, Lord, we ask that tonight, as we turn to your word, that you would encourage us with the story of this song. And Lord, that you would remind us of your steadfast love for us. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to turn your attention to just one verse from the Proverbs tonight. Proverbs 18:24. You have probably heard this verse several times throughout your journey, but I want you to hear it again. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And I want to give you this theme tonight. It's a very simple and straightforward theme, but sometimes we forget. And often it's the most simple and straightforward of truths that give us the most hope. So here's the theme for tonight. Jesus is the deepest friend we could know. Jesus is the deepest friend we could know. When I was in second grade, they gave me a book. It was a big orange book. I think I still have it somewhere in a box. And it was entitled simply this, People Need People. Have you found that? Well, the longer I live, the more I realize that that book that I learned to read in second grade was true then, and it's even more true now. One of the greatest gifts that God gives us is the gift of each other. He gives us community so that we can remember that we are not in this journey alone. Everybody needs somebody that they can turn to, that they can lean on. Everybody needs help sometime in their life. You know, the same is true as we trust and follow Jesus, that we need companionship and fellowship in our walk with Christ. Again, God gives us the gift of each other. But things can happen as we live. Sometimes life can be hard on you. Have you ever had that happen where life just, it jades you just a little bit? Have you ever had somebody that you trusted and loved betray you? Every time we have the Lord's Supper, I find myself always saying what the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, he took the cup, he instituted the Lord's Supper, and he gave us that lasting ordinance by which we would always remember the body and the blood of Christ. But it was on the night that he was betrayed, and I can't stand to read that story of Judas, one of the inner circle of 12 people who walked where Jesus walked, who went where Jesus went, who saw what Jesus did, and who heard what Jesus said. It was one of the innermost circle of Jesus's closest 12 people in his life who betrayed him. Michael Card wrote a song where he kind of helped tease out this reality that why did it have to be a friend who betrayed the Lord with a kiss? And he gave this answer, and it's brilliant. It's so true. He said, only a friend can betray a friend. An enemy has nothing to gain. Have you ever been betrayed by somebody that you let in? Well, that's hard. And it might have even been a family member. It might have been a brother or a sister. It might have been a father or a mother. Somebody that you should have been able to trust. And they let you down. Or maybe you've been the betrayer before. Maybe people have trusted you, put their hope in you, and you let them down. I think any of us who have lived long enough have been both betrayed and betrayer. So we need a friend who won't let us down. That friend is Jesus. He is the friend who sticks closer than a brother. He is the one who is steadfast in his love. He is the one who carries us through and brings to completion the good work that He has begun in us. And there will be times when you feel like even the Lord has let you down. But can I give you this promise? If He said no to your prayer, if things didn't turn out the way you hoped they would, God is still actively working all things together for your good, because you love Him and you have been called according to His purpose. I didn't make that up. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 28. I would encourage you to write that down and put it in a prominent place where you will see it, that no matter what's going on in your life, if you trust and follow Jesus, God is working all things together for good to you. The song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, is an amazing song. It was written by a man named Joseph Scriven. And I want to tell you a little bit about Joseph Scriven's story. He was born in 1819 in Dublin, Ireland. He was from a family of means. He was well educated, and he fell in love and got engaged to a woman who was the love of his life. And on the day before their wedding, his fiance fell from her horse off of a bridge and died. He moved to Port Hope, Canada, where he invested himself in tutoring local children. And he met another young lady, and he fell in love again. He didn't know that his heart could love again after the tragedy that he had lived through, but indeed, he did. And he fell in love, and they became engaged to be married. But before they could be wed, she died of pneumonia. Can you imagine the heartbreak that he must have experienced? Well, he devoted his life after that to the destitute. He devoted his life to working for little to no wages among widows and among sick people. He would prioritize people who couldn't pay him. He devoted his life to serving others in the name of Jesus Christ. He wrote a poem to send back to his mother in Dublin. And the poem went like this. You'll recognize the verses. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden? Cumbered with a load of care, precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. One of the hard realities of life is that nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. And as long as you live, and as long as I live, we're going to entrust ourselves to people who let us down. You may be married to that person. You may be raising that person. You may call that person dad or mom. You may work with them, or you may be friends or neighbors with them. They're going to let you down. You know why? Because they're a human being, and they have flaws, and they have faults, just like you do. And the longer that we live on this earth, the more we're going to let people down. So what do we do? Well, we give each other grace to recognize that nobody's perfect but Jesus. We give each other grace, the grace of forgiveness. As we have been forgiven much, so we forgive. But to navigate the trials of life, we go to Jesus. He is the one who has overcome the world. He is the one who is finishing the good work that He has begun in us. He is the one that will see us through until the end. And He is the one who has gone to prepare a place for us so that where He is, there we may be also. He is the one who has paid in full the debt of our sins so that you and I, as we trust and follow Jesus, might know that we have a hope of a new creation, a new heaven, a new earth, a new reality without sin in the presence of God forever. Well, that's called paradise. Until then, we trust Him. We follow Him. We take every concern and every care to Him. And we seek to be the best friend we can be in the power of the Holy Spirit. But we trust Jesus, who is our friend, who sticks closer than a brother. Would you pray with me? Oh Lord, I confess in my life I've let people down so many times, and people have let me down so many times. But Lord, you've never let me down. Even in moments where things haven't turned out the way that I thought they would or I thought they should even, you have been working things together for good in my life. As we love you and as we have been called according to your purposes, you are working all things together for good to us. And so, Lord, remind us of that. But also remind us what this song says. What a friend we have in Jesus. Let us never try to go it alone. Let us never try to tough it out without you. Your arms are open to receive us. And you say, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so, Lord, we come to you. Let us rest in you now. We ask it, trusting you in Jesus' name. Amen.